1. Begin transmission.
PM, that is, of course, local time. Check your clock, because in all reality, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I should probably tell you right now that there's been something bothering me for the last couple of days. And I don't even know where to begin to explain this. This has something to do with my obsession with plastic bottles, or my hatred for plastic bottles or something. I don't know what it is, but regardless. A few years ago, I started looking at plastic bottles in an objective manner, and I started seeing all kinds of strange things. And so now, every time I see a plastic bottle, I don't see the bottle for what it is so much as what I can make from it. And if you go look at any plastic bottle, you'll notice that there's lots of interesting shapes. And this all kind of started when I saw somebody make a little waterline model of a submarine out of the top of a shampoo bottle. And so I thought, oh, okay. One, that's a brilliant idea. And two, I need to start doing that. So, you know, some years ago when after I had seen this submarine model, I did the same thing. I had some old, like, hand lotion bottles or something that had the same kind of top. And so I cut the top off and I made a little submarine. Now, you might not be following what I'm talking about, but if you look at a bottle, and I'm not talking about a round bottle, I'm talking about a flat oval bottle, an oblate bottle, like a shampoo bottle or a hand lotion bottle, or there's tons of products that come in these types of bottles. Basically, they have an oval cross section. And if you look at the top, you'll notice that if you just sort of chop the top off, you have basically a submarine profile with a little conning tower and everything where, you know, you would screw the cap on. And so it doesn't take much to turn this bottle into a submarine. Cut the top off, paint it gray, and, you know, add a periscope and whatever, right? I suggest you do this too. And you can go play Fletcher Pratt with submarines and these little models you make. But recently, within the last couple of days, I've been looking at my maple syrup bottles. And now I've got to try this. The other day I noticed that, you know, if I were to cut this bottle in a certain way, and without a visual representation, this is hard to describe. You know, if this was TV, you'd go, oh, I get it, but it's not. So, but I'm figuring, you know, if this bottle was a chicken and you cut the breast off, then you would have basically a boat hull. Okay, so I've been thinking about this, and now it's bothering me so much that if I don't actually do it, I might go crazy. So we're gonna head down into the basement and cut a plastic bottle up and see what we get. So as I make a few adjustments to the recording level so I don't blow this whole thing up, let's turn on the bandsaw and cut up a bottle. All right, here we go. Okay, well, that was a little more difficult than I thought it would be, and now I got little plastic shavings all over me, but now I've got a little boat. yeah, that, Okay. Now I just need to clean up the edges and get these burrs off, and we can think about this some more. Okay, deburring this is going to be a little bit trickier than I thought. You know, that's the funny thing about cutting plastic on a bandsaw. The friction melts the plastic enough that you get these funky burrs that then sort of weld themselves back onto the edges. Going upstairs here to the kitchen, where I have a knife. And a lot of these burrs get scraped off with your fingernail, but some of these I'm going to have to actually knife. So, to quote Shonen Knife, let's knife. And so now, where did I put my little knifey knife? Here's a little knifey knife. And we can just carve along the edge. Oh yeah, this is taking care of it. Super easy. Boom, boom, boom. Just like that, we're pretty much done. Yeah, and if you're wondering what that noise was, that was Mrs. Fluffy walking on the counter, knocking off aluminum cans onto the floor. That's you. I'm talking about you, Stinky. That's my cat, Pippa. Came to see what we were doing because it's so interesting. People are the most interesting people. They do the most interesting stuff kitties think. Okay, so we're good. I have trimmed off the burrs enough to no longer bother me. Get a couple more out of here. There we go. And so now I've got this piece of plastic that looks like the cross section, or not the cross section, but it looks like a boat hull. And now I'm wondering how it will float. I'm wondering where the water line is, and etc., etc. Just putting it on the counter here, it kind of balances just right. But let's do a water test. So fill up a bowl full of water. Water, water, water. Alright, so now I've got a bowl of water on the counter here, and I'm gonna put the... Oh my god, it works perfectly. Yeah, okay, so... It's working much better than I even imagined it would. Well, isn't that interesting? Now the question becomes, what do we do with this? Now this is not a flat bottom boat. It is roundish on the bottom. So it's not like we can use it for rainboats. If you're a long time listener to the show, you're aware that I make rainboats. Boats out of milk cartons and stuff that I then put in the gutter out in the street when it's raining and the boats go scooting down the street. And that works because, well, they're flat bottomed. This is not that way. This is actually sort of a boat-bottomed boat. Huh. What to do, what to do? I suppose common sense is telling me to, you know, try to put a motor on it somehow. Or put a deck on it. And it's got a real nice natural water line. When it sits in the water, it kind of comes up right above where the label was. Yeah, I didn't even bother to take the label off of my maple syrup bottle, and so you can still see two little, I don't know what you would call them, slivers of label stuck to the plastic, and it's nice and rigid. It's not flexible, just, well, it's a little bit flexible, but rigid enough. Okay, most interesting. Now I guess I just need to let this idea cook in the back of my head while I figure out what to do with this boat hull now. And this is what we call recycling. This is actual recycling. This isn't what normal people call recycling, where they throw their stuff in a green bin and, oh, I recycled. No, all you did was throw your trash into a different trash can. You didn't recycle jack. This is recycling. Take a look at your plastic bottles. Start cutting them up. Make some boats, people. Make some boats. I was thinking about taking some photographs of this, but I don't want to take pictures of my maple syrup because I'm not going to advertise for this company unless they pay me. However, if you'd like to see an example of what it is I'm doing, go ahead and email me or let me know in comm, and I will send you a picture of exactly what's going on here. You know what? That changed my mind. I think I will take a photograph of this. I'll rebrand the bottle. That's what I'll do. So let's turn on the camera. All right, we're ready to go. Click, and you should be seeing a link to a photo. All right, now I'm gonna let this idea ferment or percolate in my brain, figure out what I wanna do next. So let's go do something else instead now. And now, through the magic of radio, I find myself in another location. Where am I? I am at the track. And I'm not at just any old track. I am at the indoor off-road track at Hobbytown. It is loud. These are fuel cars. They are burning actual fuel. And I'm in a, how do I describe this building? I guess the only way to describe it is to say that I'm in a prefabricated building. It's about 50 meters by 40 meters, thereabouts. And it looks like, well, a motocross track, except it's very, it's smaller in scale. And you can probably hear the cars screaming around me as I watch. There are, let's see, one, two, three. There's about 10 cars on the track, and they are large, like 1/8 scale. And they are burning fuel, which means that it's very smoky and it's very loud. And there's lots of turns and lots of jumps, and all these cars are just flying through the air. Wazing, wazing. And it's crazy. This is the damn craziest things I've ever seen. And I don't know what class this is. What class of cars this is actually. I think it's, these are buggies. Wow. It is so loud that I can't even hear myself think. And that's okay. So I'm gonna leave the building for a minute. And I'm not even sure how well that got recorded. So if you weren't able to understand anything I said, I am outdoors. There's a temporary steel building. Not temporary. There's a foundation. It's a prefabricated building. It's about 40 meters by 60 meters. And I'm watching little motorized buggies, 1/8 scale buggies, zip around. And it is crazy. It's crazy loud. And a lot of these guys are very, very serious racers. Every one of these people is wearing some kind of sponsored jacket or manufacturer's jacket. And wow. I knew this would be a good day to come out here, but I didn't think they'd be racing gas. I thought they would be racing electric, which is much quieter. But wait, what am I doing? I can't see anything. I gotta put the right glasses on. Wow, that guy almost crashed, but he pulled it out just in time. No, I take that back. I gotta get away from the noise for a second. My God, it's crazy. These are not buggies. These are what's known as truggies. It's the combination between a buggy and a truck. And so all the bodies of these little cars, they sort of look like pickup trucks. They have a nominal bed, but then there's this big wing on the back. Sort of gets away from the whole truck looking thing. And on a side and unrelated note, I'm standing like now 10 meters outside the building right now. And there's this little rock wall and there's holes everywhere. So there's little gophers or something in this area. I don't see any, but I see lots of holes. I'm gonna see if I can get some pictures. I don't got a lot of battery, which means I don't have a whole hell of a lot of flash. But we're going for it anyway. All right, let's get up close to the track so we can hear some noise and take some pictures here. This ought to be fun. Yeehaw! Mbamba Zumba! Oh, this is fun. It's going to be impossible to get a picture, though. Having extreme difficulty, because these things are so damn fast. It's just stupid. And there's little jumps everywhere. Oh, and we're finally getting to the end of a race here. So, maybe the noise will die down for a minute. And this is a big deal. There's a big driver stand. There's a pits area. Here, I'll see if I can get some pictures. The pits are right below the driver's stand where people can... The photos are going to be weird just because there's so much smoke in the air that everything is all hazy. All right, so that truggy race is over. And now there are electric cars running. They're just practicing. And these are slightly smaller. These are 1/10 scale. These are also truggies. So they kind of look the same, just a hair smaller. Now, this is just absolutely crazy. It's zippy out here. And as you probably heard, there is a public address system. So there's an announcer. And if you hear beeping, boop, 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 those are the transponders. I'm going to try to take a couple more pictures here, see what we get. That's just insane. Don't know how much of anything we're going to get here. I'm going to see if I can take a big picture of the track. The crazy thing is, like I said, there's still so much smoke that everything is super hazy. There's this light blue haze. These cars, not these, the ones that are running now are electric. You can tell by the sound. But the cars that actually burn fuel burn a nitromethane mix. It's like 10% or something like that. All right. They are lining up the electric truggies to start the race. It gets deathly quiet. I'm going to try to get a picture of them as they come over this main stretch. Get the old camera ready here. And we're going to wait for the call. A sudden silence comes over the track. I get my camera ready. How many truggies in this race? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? So we got about a dozen in this race, and wow, track is looking pretty good. The last time I was here, it was in a slightly different configuration, but
okay,
here we go.
Let's see. Josh, you can move down to this bump here. That cone in the corner of the cone kind of just leaves blank, and then we can use one Marshall maybe, but they can hear on the 10 buckets.
Okay, so what they're doing is they're getting marshals out on the track. Marshals are guys who sit around and wait for trucks to flip over or crash, and then they put them back on track. Damn it, my camera turned itself off. Come on, camera, here we go. And that's the beginning of... Nope. Oh, they're doing a staggered start, so there's not as many crashes. I see. Now, usually these are timed races, so it kind of doesn't matter if they all start at different times, being as, you know, it's how much you can complete in the given time. So we're not going to get any dramatic photos. I wish I could get on the track to take pictures of flying cars. And here's a car that just flipped over right in front of me, but the track marshal came up and grabbed it. There's another crash. Oh, now they got to drive around the marshals on the track. Let's see if I can get a wider shot of lots of cars driving around here. It's not going to happen. It's extremely hard to get photos just because this action is just so damn crazy. These are the electrics, so it's not quite as loud.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Look at all these cars zooming around. All right, we probably got enough photos for you to get the general idea of what the hell's going on here. But I kind of want to, I wish I could get some better action shots. I wish I could actually get down on the track. Another one just flipped over right in front of me. I don't have to get it, somebody else got it. I want to get down there in the jumps because there are a couple of jumps that are big enough that if you miss them, you'll crash the car. But there's one, two, three, four big jumps that somebody could actually lay down on the track and the cars would go right over you. And that would be a dramatic photograph, but we don't have any of that today. Yeah, so there's a driver's stand that's up in the air, and I told you this. You've seen the pictures already. There's a pit underneath. And then there's actually like a little announcer's booth and everything where the guy is making the announcements from. That's where the PA is. That's where the computer is that's, you know, counting laps. If I didn't mention it, each one of these cars carries a transponder. And as they cross the start-finish line, there's a computer with a wire underneath it. Underneath the start-finish line, there's a computer, beep, beep, counts the laps for each car. Each car has a unique, you know, transponder, obviously. I wonder if I could get a better picture if I was over there. I don't know. So let's turn the camera back on, see what we can get here. Yeah, again, all of these photographs are going to be of very blurry cars because these cars are moving fast. These are not like child's radio-controlled cars. These things are so fast that they're dangerous. They're extremely difficult to drive at top speed. You don't want to drive them in the street because if you miss a turn and hit a curb, boom, these things will explode. Wow, that was cool. There was three cars going over a jump really close there. I wonder if I can get a photo of that again. Get the old zoom on. There's a couple cars that are in real close proximity. So I'm going to see if I can get a picture here. Yeah, well, there's a picture of some cars in the air, but they're all blurry because they're moving so fast. Zim, 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 zim. And you can probably tell by the sound that these are very different. Very different than the fuel cars making all their electric zing, zing, zing sounds. Zip, 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 zip. Wow, this is so cool. If I had lots of money, I would probably participate in a sport like this because it's pretty cool. But a lot of these guys are very, very serious racers. So serious that, you know, they are wearing jackets of the companies that, you know, build some of these cars. And everybody's got on a t-shirt that's, you know, the brand of some part for some of these cars. These are not regular car parts like you have at home. These are miniature car parts. Not only do they have all of the proper gear and wear, they also, these people are so serious, in the parking lot, there are trailers. And when I say trailers, I mean like mobile homes. People, this is a big deal. They come in from quite a ways away, and they have a lot of equipment that they need to haul around. There's a lot of support gear for these cars. I think we're coming up to the end of the race. So you got the trailers, you got the mobile homes. It's nuts. Whoa! Look at that thing. These things are just flying. You should see some of these jumps, too. Oh my God. This is when I wish Dubious Goals Committee was a television show. Because it is much more interesting to watch these things go flying around than it is to listen to them on a pseudo radio show. Let's see if I can get it. Where's my photo? Where's my photo? And that's the race. Don't know how long that was. Must have been about 5 minutes. And so now they got to figure out who went the furthest in that amount of time. Man, some of the fumes of all this is really starting to get to me. I'm going to take a picture of the pits and the driver's stand again here. if I can. And now we got more people just practicing driving their cars around, getting ready for the next race. Zoom, zoom, zip, 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 zip. If you've ever watched a Formula E race, that's exactly what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. So, the off-road season has started. The last time we were out here, of course, we were here during the road course, and the road course is actually indoors in the shop, and it's on carpet, and it's flat. Yeah, this is not a flat track. It is terrain, it's dirt, it's jumps, it's humps, it's crazy turns and funky bumps, zipping around, doing all the nuttiest stuff you can possibly imagine. I sure wish I could get a photograph of a car in the air, but, you know, it's just not going to happen. Man, these guys are good drivers. It's going to take me a while to get to this level. All right, sounds like they're getting ready to start this race. They're going to get all the cars into position over in the starting area. And we're going to get ready to rock here. The last couple cars are getting into position here. So here we go. And a deathly silence falls over the track. And here we go. First driver takes off. Second driver takes off. Third driver takes off. Fourth driver takes off. Fifth driver takes off. I lost count. What are we on here? There's about eight of them. And there they go. Have we officially started? Nope, looks like we're gonna restart. Didn't get a good start for whatever reason, so we'll try it again.
All right, let's get your Ted, Eric, Nate, Craig, Alan, Seth, Dave, Randy, Dustin, and Ian. Guys, gotta make sure you go right when I call your name, otherwise it's gonna be bad. So let's try this again. Ted, Eric.
First car away, second car away, third car away. Fourth car away, fifth car away, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. 10 cars on the track. I'm going to try to get one more photograph, maybe. And then we got to think about getting out of here no matter how fun this is. Give me one decent photograph. Here come a couple of cars. Boom. Did I get a photo? I don't know. But it's time for me to start fading out. I don't know if this is recording turned out worth a damn or not, but boy, I do have a lot of fun watching all those little zippy cars going around. So they're running multiple classes today, of course. The nitromethane fueled and the electric. Maybe we'll have to come back here again next week or some other time to see some more off-road races. As for me, it's time for me to say you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I need to go home and watch my football because there's another game on, so I will talk to you later. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.